This is the Tater Report, CIUT. Facebook.com/The Tater Report and SoundCloud, Phil?
SoundCloud.com/Taylor-Report.
We are hyphen on SoundCloud.
Right.
All right. Have we got a little more of the bully song? We'll play the bully song, and then we have a few more things to say. Thank you. This is that's Lead Belly, or Huey Leadbetter. And the song is Bully of the Town. You'll find it. And we have bullies, and it's very important to stand up to them, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tater Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and I want to say something about this crisis. And to me, it's this matter of the what's going on in Myanmar and Bangladesh and the refugee issue. I was trying to understand it, so I read the Globe and Mail because, you know, if you want to understand something, turn to the Globe and Mail. And Saturday, September the 23rd, the focus section. And something jumped up at me, and they were telling there's a detail missing. Continually now, we're having stories about people who are crossing over into Bangladesh and terrible human conditions. I'm sure they are terrible. And everybody, humanitarian support should be in order. But there is a declining interest in the fact that there is an armed group involved, something that needs to be remembered because accusations are being made about the government of Myanmar, and they make it as though there's just the government of Myanmar and civilians. But there's an armed group, and they're led by, according to the Globe and Mail, and I also saw this in the New York Times. So, I mean, you can't go wrong. If both the Globe and the New York Times say something, it must be true. At any rate, I think this one probably is. It says that there have been two major attacks, one last fall, October 2016, and then this August, the 25th. And so I'm curious, well, who led the attacks? Because the last one on the 25th was big. 30 separate military posts of Myanmar were attacked in one day. That's a heavy, coordinated attack. You're not playing now with a little group. You're playing with somebody who's got big ambitions, 30 posts. So I wonder who that was. And the Globe and Mail tells me that they a group that had a name which I can't entirely pronounce, but it's called the Faith Movement. And they would later change, I'm reading now, they would later employ the English name Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA. And Mr. Horsey, who is an author, learned that they were led by a committee of expatriates based in Saudi Arabia, and their leader is Atta Ula, and he's fluent in Arabic and Bengali dialect used by the people that calls here the Rohingya. And along with him, another 20 Rohingya from Saudi Arabia had traveled to Myanmar to lead ground operations. And they are thought to have been people with experience from other conflicts, possibly Afghanistan and Pakistan. And I was very interested in his story because apparently it's true. By the way, I watched him. You can find him. You can see us. He's standing in front of masked men. He kind of looks like Al-Qaeda people. He's got five guys with machine guns. I'm going to call them machine guns. The only thing I knew how to use was an M1. After that, I don't know nothing. Anyhow, they're all masked, and he's giving a speech. But I was really interested to learn that he was born in Pakistan, and he grew up in Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And this armed group is a major player, but I'm not getting that from the Star, not even from the New York Times, actually, even though this was buried in a story that went many, 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 many paragraphs. But the paragraph that interests me is that there's an armed group based in Saudi Arabia, originating in Saudi Arabia. And this brings in Mr. Kofi Annan. The Myanmar government asked Kofi Annan, why, I don't know, to come up with a formula of how they could solve the problem of tensions between ethnic groups in this, I'm going to call it Rakhine state. I don't know how to pronounce. And they asked him to do that. And he did it. They asked him in 2016, in August, and 1 year later, he presented his report. He presents his report on August the 25th or 24th. He said, here's how you can solve this problem, a political solution. And the government of Myanmar said to Kofi Annan, former UN, whatever he was, big shot, thank you very much for the report. We'll try to implement it. And 12 hours later, 30 posts were struck by a man who grew up in Saudi Arabia and whose friends are in the Philippines and in Pakistan and Afghanistan. That's what they say. So I'll tell you this much. There's no liberation force based in Saudi Arabia. You want to oppress people, you go to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is dropping bombs on Yemen, the poorest country in the Middle East, the poorest country, which has a cholera epidemic, which is not something that anybody lifts a finger about. Saudi Arabia is doing that. But who spoke at this past weekend and said, oh, I really care about, I really want something done along the, you know, between Bangladesh and Myanmar? One of the princes, one of the little princes from Saudi Arabia. So I've talked about nomenclature. Everybody be careful, in my opinion. You better be very careful about this one because the U.S. and the French have big ambitions about controlling that region. They tried to overthrow the government of Myanmar about 5-6 years ago. There was a hurricane struck Myanmar, I think the storms, I forget what it was. And the French Navy sailed in and said, we're going to help you. And the Myanmar government said, no, you're not. Get out of our waters. And because, you know, they have a tendency is, you know, following Stephen Cowan, that they get off the boat and they don't get back on. So I would urge everybody, watch your language when you talk about this. And don't forget, there's an armed group that is main supporters, Saudi Arabia. And remember Afghanistan, the main support of that character. What was his name? The villain that America killed.
Osama bin Laden.
Thank you very much. Saudi Arabia. And he went to Afghanistan to help out. This is the same crowd. So, they need a solution in Myanmar, but they don't need an armed group with Saudi money, I can tell you that. And the fact that they would attack the day that Kofi Annan made his report on how to solve it reminds me very much of Rwanda, where they said, oh, you know, here's a solution for you guys. And then the RPF went on the attack. So this is the Taylor Report, and it's CIUT 89.5 FM. We, of course, are very much indebted to Francois, and we will see you next week.